The Seal Woman's Curse, Calsoy. There is an old fairies legend about a woman who in the earliest of times threw herself from a mountainside and was condemned to life as a seal. She was cursed to wander through the dark, ice-cold waters, cut off from humankind and barred from the gates of paradise. It is said that once a year, she and other lost souls of the sea were allowed to return to their original form. When the sun sank on the 13th night of Christmas, they cast off their skins and walked ashore, where, wrapped in darkness, they once more felt the winds play through their hair, the fire warm their faces, and the cold pebbles of the shore beneath their feet. Legend has it that a young man from my lineage, from the village of Mikladalur on the island of Kalsoy, set out to watch the seal people feast on Tretandakvöld, the eve of Epiphany. He hid behind a rock near the legendary beach and waited for the sun to set. Time stretched until at last, when the sky darkened, the water rippled and a cluster of seal heads rose from the deep. They swam towards the shore, rested for a moment in the surf, before human arms slipped free of the silver-spotted seal skins and legs found footing on the seabed. This ancestor of mine watched with every sense strung to breaking point as bare bodies emerged from the foam, shedding their seal skins. He watched them move on land with the same grace they carried through the sea. Hours passed as he lay hidden amongst the great rocks, surrendering himself to enchantment. First to the dancing, then to their songs, to the music and the swaying figures, the gestures and fluid movements. He gave himself over to feelings he had never known before, and later he would say that what he witnessed that night settled in him forever, a deep bond with the sea, the fog, and the lull of the waves. One particular seal woman captivating him more than all the others. Moonlight glinted in her green eyes while the wind wrapped her long golden hair around her body. He longed for more. With his heart hammering, he crept down to the heap of abandoned sealskins by the water's edge and stole hers. Just before sunrise, the seal folk donned their skins once more, vanishing back into the waves. But the young woman who had captured his heart could not find hers. In the pale morning light, she searched among the stones and clawed the sand beneath the rhythmic sweep of the surf. She sobbed as she watched her kin swim away. Finally, she sank to her knees in desperate prayer as her family disappeared into the sea. Only then did my forefather step out from his hiding place, her sealskin clasped in his arms. He told the weeping woman that he had broken her curse, announcing that she must now live a long and happy life by his side. And though she begged him to return the skin and warned him that his actions would bring consequences beyond imagining, he refused. He locked her sealskin away in a trunk in his home, and for years the two of them lived together as man and wife, even raising children. Rumors about the woman's origins drifted through the village. Some suspected the truth, but no one dared question them. Then one day, when the man went out fishing, he forgot to lock the trunk. He remembered only once he was far from shore on his boat. Turning to his crew, he cried, "Today I lose my wife." It was true. When he returned home hours later, the seal woman was gone. The children had been left alone and the hearth stood cold. The man carried his grief with him every day, comforted by kin and kind neighbors. Then one night, the seal woman came to him in a dream. She told him she knew he would join the seal hunt the following day, and she begged him and the other men to stay away from the caves in the northern part of the island, the place where she and her kin lived. But the man did not listen. When the hunting party set out the next morning, they went straight to the cave she warned him about and slaughtered every seal they found. The man returned triumphant with his share of the catch, the head of the seal woman's mate and the flippers of her two young pups. In her grief, the seal woman swam the seas, watching her human children from afar. Then one evening, as the young men of the village gathered in the man's house to celebrate the hunt, the seal woman appeared before them. She had taken the form of a giant, hideous troll, filthy water streaming from her body. Her voice trembled with fury. Pointing at the pot upon the table, she cried, "Here lies my husband's head, and here, Herrick's hand and Fritrick's foot. This will be avenged." With that, she placed a curse upon the man and all his descendants. She vowed that the men of his line would perish at sea and fall from the cliffs in droves, and that the women would know sorrow, barrenness, and death. She swore that all of them would lose as she had lost, that they would suffer as she had suffered, and that the curse would not be lifted until the man's lineage held enough wretched souls that if they joined hands, they could form an unbroken chain around the island of Kelsoy.